So I want to share a short story that relates to the topic. I live on a farm. I have a goat named Bennett. No matter what I do, Bennett seems to get through the fence and will start eating trees on the other side of the fence. And this has been going on for quite some time. Okay, I got it figured out. I patched the holes. There's no way Bennett is getting across the fence. Next day I come out, Bennett is across the fence. So I started out with this fence,
then reinforcing with an electric fence,
putting mesh behind the electric fence, to eventually building a wooden fence, okay? But even this wooden fence reinforced with electrical wires didn't hold Bennett in our paddock. So then I had a bright idea of reinforcing all of this with chicken wire that was grounded into the earth. I finally got it solved. There's no way he's going to get through this fence this time. The next day, Bennett is on the other side of the fence. Now, Bennett is a very cute dwarf goat that looks like a cartoon character, so it's hard to get mad at Bennett. But I was definitely furious at Bennett, and so I had one last thing I was going to do before I basically hopeless in the situation. And that was putting cameras all the way around the entire paddock. Okay, that's a big job. So we did that, and take a wild guess how Bennett was getting through the fence. He wasn't getting through the fence. Little tiny dwarf goat Bennett was able to jump over the fence, which was shocking. And this is called missing information, okay? And this relates to the topic. And sometimes the information is not obvious, especially when you have a dwarf goat that apparently can jump extremely high. No one ever told me that. I had no idea. So let me dive right into and share some information related to dementia that you're going to be very glad that you're watching this video. You know, when you evaluate a problem and you do a real good, thorough job of looking at all angles of this problem and everything just makes sense, then we're getting closer to the truth. I want to start this whole presentation with talking about a drug called Lupron. It deals with certain cancers because it suppresses certain sex hormones, okay, like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, etc. But I looked at one study relating to Lupron that decreased significantly dementia symptoms. And the missing information about Lupron is that Lupron is a potent suppressor of this hormone called luteinizing hormone. It's a hormone made from your pituitary, and it basically signals down and tells the body to make various hormones like progesterone, like testosterone. And Lupron suppresses luteinizing hormone. As men get older, luteinizing hormone goes up. I'm talking about 1,000% higher than when you were younger. If there's some type of blockage or a lack of a hormone down in the ovaries or testicle, okay, then the pituitary is going to start to really increase this luteinizing hormone. And really what happens is as you get older, you lose the function of the testicles and the ovaries. But we're going to just kind of hyper-focus on this luteinizing hormone right now because of this missing piece. It's involved in age-related cognitive decline, neuroinflammation, inflammation of the nerve cells, and synaptic dysfunction. Those are little, you know, the little connections between the nerves. They start to malfunction. And apparently, patients with Alzheimer's have higher amounts of LH, luteinizing hormone, than people that have normal cognitive function. Now let's talk about progesterone, okay? Because progesterone significantly tanks when you have high levels of luteinizing hormone. Apparently, progesterone is a very powerful neurosteroid. Neuro being nerve, steroid meaning a type of hormone. It supports the development of neurons. And I'm telling you, when I started looking at these studies, which I'm going to put down below, there are a ton of studies on progesterone with this interesting function of supporting the brain. Because women have more progesterone, apparently they have less negative effects if they get traumatic brain injury than men. Progesterone keeps the inflammation very low in your brain cells. Progesterone enhances serotonin, and they have found that when this happens, there's less addictive behaviors like gambling and taking drugs like cocaine. People that have more addictions apparently have lower amounts of progesterone. Interesting. progesterone prevents apoptosis, which is a self-destructive thing that occurs in a nerve cell or a cell in general. If there's some damage in the cell, it commits suicide. So progesterone prevents that. Progesterone even decreases blood-brain barrier leakage. I mean, even think about like after menopause, what happens to progesterone in women? It just goes way down to next to zero. In men, it might occur a little bit later, like in their 70s, for example. So now the question, is there something fairly natural that can help suppress luteinizing hormone? And the answer is yes, it's melatonin. Melatonin has the ability to suppress luteinizing hormone, indirectly increasing progesterone. Now, there's a fascinating book that I'll put the link down below, and I really like the author because in several of his books, he just evaluates the crap out of different topics. I mean, he looks at things from every different angle. He recommends that if someone has dementia, they should be taking like 75 milligrams of melatonin before bed. And for men, it should be 125 milligrams before bed. My idea about melatonin was for sleep. And also, I have videos on what melatonin does to the cells. It's a powerful antioxidant. But what was missing was this information on it lowering luteinizing hormone and indirectly increasing progesterone. There was an interesting study on mice, which I'll put down below, that had Alzheimer's symptoms or dementia, melatonin, and then they had them exercise. And it halted the symptoms of Alzheimer's. And even the author in the book has taken, for over a year, 500 milligrams of melatonin without any side effects. So when people take melatonin, they usually take like 3 milligrams right before bed. We're talking like 75 to 125. It's an extreme dosage. There's a lot of benefits of melatonin. I mean, it's definitely with cancer because melatonin is made by your mitochondria and it's a powerful antioxidant. Now, there's some additional things that a person can take to help decrease luteinizing hormone, okay? And also to help raise progesterone. And one is something called DHEA. And taking more DHEA can also decrease your cortisol levels as well. You can actually get a blood test to see where your DHEA is at if you're going to take that, but it's something you could, you know, get as a supplement. Another supplement is called pregnenolone, but before taking that, you might want to just get a blood test to see where your levels are at. And there's other ways you can get melatonin as well, but going to bed with the lights turned down can help stimulate melatonin in your pineal gland. But 95% of your melatonin can be gotten from the sun, okay? And I'm talking about a certain frequency or energy of the sun called infrared. Most of the UV radiation is in the middle of the day, but not in the early morning or the late night. That's when you get infrared without all of the ultraviolet, and it goes right into your body. It'll go through your clothes. So one time I was out in the woods and I have this device that can measure different frequencies of light from the sun, right? And I was walking through the woods and I just noticed this interesting pattern. It was almost completely dark in the woods. How is this certain pattern of light penetrating? Same thing happens when we sit in front of the fireplace or a campfire. It's going to increase and enhance our melatonin.